AMAN.
And good Tuesday morning. Welcome to the first In Focus of 2018. And I think we got a pretty great guest for our first In Focus of 2018 here with Karen Hibbert, the director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau for Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. Karen, Happy New Year and welcome.
Happy New Year to you, Brady, and congratulations to you in your new role here. I am excited to know that you get to get up early in the morning. You and Dave wake hundreds, thousands of people from Manhattan, Kansas up every morning. Thank you for doing that.
Point of clarification.
Yes.
It's an interim.
Interim, absolutely. It's interim. But it's a new responsibility for
it
him
is.
Right now.
Yes. And he's owning up to that responsibility.
And he just shared with me that morning comes early.
Yeah, it does. And Brady's not aware of this. We do have, just for future information, we are not allowed to have stories about snakes.
That's right.
Between 6 and 7 a.m.
Okay.
Don't go there.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about how cold it is.
Karen is not a fan of snakes.
Okay, so there had to be some sort of background to that.
Yeah, so there's, we're banned from using snake stories because she's very sensitive about these matters.
Good news about the cold weather, which it's 3 degrees. The bank temperature just said that as I came by.
Did
and
it
you
now?
Said that too, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? All those snakes are dead. Yay.
You don't see them. You don't see them.
No snake like a dead snake.
That's exactly right. Hey, you want to talk about tourism in Manhattan, Kansas?
I do.
Oh, there's that.
Yes. Yeah. You know, this has been such a fun season of the year. I think that there are still folks that are still celebrating the holiday season. But I just really want to thank our community. Whoville, downtown Manhattan, Aggieville, Salvation Army, people all across this community have done a great job in welcoming the season, celebrating the season in a variety of ways. Our weather sometimes didn't always cooperate with some of the special things that we had going on as we celebrated the season, but certainly we had an opportunity to do that. I wanted to back up just a few months, a few short weeks ago, actually. Now we could almost say it was 2 months ago, but if you recall, we lit the tallest Christmas tree in Kansas the Friday after Thanksgiving, and with that we welcomed about 7,000 people to enjoy that celebration.
And that's growing.
That's
it
growing.
Seems like every year.
Absolutely. I think what has happened with that is as we have started that tradition of lighting our tree here, just like the little apple ball drop, that has continued to grow in that being a family tradition. So it really works well in with people as they've had family in for Thanksgiving. This year, obviously, we played Iowa State the following day so that there were football fans that were in. But for 7,000 people to be there, obviously the weather was great that night. That was really, really good numbers for us to have. Wonderful photo opportunities that families go down, can take pictures around the tree with the ornaments, with Santa if they catch him. So it's really a great time. And the following weekend after we lit the Christmas tree, then we had that ice sculpting competition. If you remember, the temperature was really warm and balmy.
Those were the days.
That's right. Gave it a little bit of a challenge for those that were actually carving the ice. But that brought in about 2,000 people that came in and enjoyed watching the talents as people carved sculptures out of blocks of ice. And then the following week after that was the family carnival, and that brought in about 5,000 people as folks came and got to do some family activities, enjoyed seeing Santa, had that opportunity to celebrate holidays in a unique way. So for 5,000 folks to be able to enjoy that is pretty phenomenal. Then we had a week off because we actually celebrated Christmas. And then this last weekend was the little apple ball drop. I don't have the numbers in yet. I do know that the weather was very, very, very cold, and people were really warned as far as if they should get out and participate in that cold weather, just for fear of frostbite, etc. But again, thanks to Aggieville for doing that, and a huge shout out to JS Signs. We have a new shiny ball in the shape of an apple that is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful depiction of the little apple as we ring in the new year. And I believe you can still go by Rally House and see the apple there. I think it's still a little early for that to be removed, but you'll see that apple for the next several years. This was our 15th year of the little apple ball drop, so time goes quickly.
It does. It does. Brady Bowman here with Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Karen Hippert. If you have any questions, comments, want to get involved in the conversation, give us a call, 785-537-1350. And Karen, I do want to make a note going back to the Festival of Lights. You're talking about that turnout that came out. I remember seeing, I think it was maybe through your guys' Facebook page, a drone shot of that. And it looked beautiful.
Yes.
Just the whole town lit up like that. Very nice.
Yes, it's very spectacular to see, and very it truly sets that tone for the holiday season. So yes, the photos that you are seeing from that celebration have been great. So again, for all those that make the Festival of Lights and the season happen, we're very grateful for each and every one that has donated, for all the hard work that is done to make that be an annual celebration here in Manhattan, Kansas.
And going back to the little apple ball drop, kind of a big apple, really. It adds some size to it, a lot more extravagant than what many people thought was more of a strawberry-looking drop in years past.
Yes, that's a very... John with JS Signs is the creator of that. You've not had him on air, have you?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, it's really interesting for him to talk about how they took a square cube and shaped that, just as you might be enjoying a mid-afternoon snack of an apple. Apples have different shapes, and to make one that truly looks like an apple, for them to carve that out of the foam was very difficult for them to do, but they've captured it well.
So what type of apple was it designed after?
I don't know if it was a Jonathan or a Honeycrisp or
Washington.
A Granny Smith.
Gala would be an appropriate one.
Gala, that's true.
I don't know.
I was just kind of curious because it does look a little more well-rounded.
Yes.
But it's not as well-rounded as the little apple on your logo.
That's right.
So I was kind of curious. You know?
Yes.
Okay. It looks more like a Red Delicious.
Isn't Manhattan a delicious place to come and enjoy? You know, it's a delightful place.
Now you're moving
place.
Into restaurants, which, you know, we have such
we
a plethora
those too.
Of those.
Yeah,
too.
We do. We have over 60 unique restaurants
60?
In Manhattan. 60, yeah.
Wow.
And going back to the new apple that was used, if you can give us a little background on how the planning, how early the planning of that was to and the decision to do something new on that.
Well, I think it was, again, 15 years of the little apple ball drop. And just as you decorate in your home, sometimes decorations begin to be worn and need to have a new look. And so it was time, and JS Signs, they were willing to take that project on and do that. They started early. I know we talked with them in November. They were working on that well before. I want to say that it was probably the first part of October, maybe not even into September, when they started working on that. It was quite a process. So, again, John would be able to give you more of the details and the labor that went into that, because it was quite extensive. So all of those things that we enjoy as we rang in the new year took a lot of time in which to make that become a reality.
Oh, it looked great.
Absolutely.
I think it was worth the time and the effort.
And you had a great shot, too, of it.
I did.
Yes.
I did. Yeah, I was up at top of the Bluemont looking over at that. Inside, where it was much warmer. But there were still some people out, you know.
Yes.
People around here, they'll soldier through.
We're hardy souls.
We are. Let's go ahead and go to our first break. We'll come back, talk more with Karen Hibbert right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.